This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Broadcasting to you live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He's possibly the most famous broadcaster ever.
Rich Eisen.
But Justin Fields' best superpower may just be him internalizing everything and not externalizing a damn thing.
Earlier on the show,
ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan.
Coming up,
49ers tight end George Kittle. X Games gold medalist, skateboarder Deshaun Jordan. Greenlight podcast host and two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
A very baseball-heavy first hour. That's what happens when one of the best players in Major League Baseball gets traded out of the blue. Rafael Devers is a Giant. Shohei Ohtani is going to be a starting pitcher for the Dodgers tonight against the Padres. The Red Sox are taking on the Giants in San Francisco on Friday night. Big week in the baseball neighborhood. Jeff Passan stopped by to talk about it. A lot of football on the brain. Chris Long of the Green Light Pod. We haven't spoken to him in a while. He's going to join us in the third hour. We're also going to do Overreaction Monday there. Deshaun Jordan, a professional skateboarder and an X Games gold medalist, is going to join us in studio in advance of the X Games being on the Roku channel later on in June. So there's all of that. There's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. But to kick off hour number two, gentlemen, I've missed this man. He's one of our favorites. And I'm saying that partially because he's listening to me right now, but I don't care because I can't quit this man. He's one of our favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, in advance of tight end university, pro bowler from the San Francisco 49ers, George Kittle. Good to see you, George. How are you?
You know, I'm just thankful to be here talking to Rich Eisen and the boys on a nice Monday morning.
Yeah, let's
do it. Okay, I like
them. Specifically after Father's Day, Rich.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah, I still have this title of best dad ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's not even self-proclaimed, too. Like, that was, you earned that.
I definitely. Oh, boy, have I earned it. I have. I like your background. Look at you, year five, tight end university. These are all your sponsors. Right? Is that what you got?
Yeah. This is my classroom. I go everywhere with it. You know, wow. I get to show off all my best friends, the people who allow Titan U to happen.
Okay.
You know, from our number one sponsor. Nope, this way. Yeah. Getting used to my hand signals. Yeah. Bud Light, you know, they're our main sponsor this year. You know, just so the guys have something to hydrate with, along with Gatorade water. You got Dude Wipes. You got Old Spice.
Look at you.
Kinder's taking care of the food. Jersey Mike's is taking care of the food. New Era is providing good baseball caps to protect the guys out there from the sun's harmful rays. And then Chubby's just to let the thighs out because the sky is out. You know that. You got to wear short shorts every once in a while.
Well, if you're talking about tight ends, you got to have Dude Wipes too, right, George? That's what I see over your left shoulder there.
You might as well use Dude Wipes. I mean, why not? It makes sense. And why not just pair or Dude Wipes and Old Spice so you're smelling and feeling great?
Is that Shanahan's playbook over your right shoulder? Is that an actual 49er play that's over? No, the other way. The other way. Oh, okay.
What play? I have no idea what play
I don't know. What is it?
Well, I'm potentially getting the ball in that play, so I like it. Okay. Whatever that is, we'll install it.
All right. My corner. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Kittle here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's going on in your life, man? Everything good? I always like catching up.
Everything's great, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. I just got done with, we just got done with mini camp and OTAs, which was a blast. Mm-hmm. What was really fun this year was we had like 99% attendance for almost the entire thing, which we haven't had since probably 2019. So that's pretty fun when all the boys are back. You got to, you know, do all the workouts, go to the meetings together, or practice a little bit. And then for like the first, what is it? For the first 5 weeks, you're done every day, like at 1 or 2 o'clock. And so then all the boys get out there and they go golfing together, hang out, get some dinners together, just really building up that team camaraderie is what I would say. So yeah. I've been having a great time hanging out with the boys.
I mean, look at this. You're signed, Warner's signed, McCaffrey's healthy. Ayuk's coming back, you know, at some point. Purdy's paid. I don't even know what the hell to ask you. What do I ask you? It's like boring.
Let's see.
It's boring in your world. What's happening?
Yeah.
Last year it was all like, who's not there? Who's there? You going to get signed? Purdy going to get signed? I'm bored. No offense.
I'm so sorry that the 49ers aren't the centerpiece of some drama this year. What's for up? The NFL media to talk about.
Yeah.
And, you know, the discourse, we're just not doing our jobs of being dramatic enough.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for making you have to work a little bit harder and not just be able to have clickbait and headlines.
Yeah.
Just right out of the locker room. I'm so sorry. I apologize for that. You know, it's actually my first offseason, I think, without some type of quarterback drama.
Yeah.
So... It's been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, 49er fans aren't complaining about the defensive coordinator. They solid.
That's
back,
true. They're not
right. I mean,
that might be like the underlying like headline for the Niners. That Saleh's back in the building.
Mm.
It is. He's really good at his job, and I'm really excited that we somehow convinced him to be our defensive coordinator again, because he knows what he's talking about. He's inspiring. He gets the boys fired up, and he just happens to also be really, really smart. So I'm pumped to have him back in the building, just hanging out with him a little bit, talking about stuff. You can just tell he's ready to roll this year, and he's going to get the boys fired up.
All gas, no brakes, right? That's what he does.
Yeah.
You know?
That is.
That's
yep.
Him.
Violence is coming, is what I would say.
Okay. That sounds very Game of Thrones-ish. Oh, wait a minute. I just found out what. Oh, that's right. I totally forgot. Now the conversation is pretty worth it. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
We landed
You're
on
right.
something. You know?
You're right.
You know? Is he worth it, George? You're going to hear that.
You know, I am. No, I've heard it multiple times already. I would say, I don't know what his winning percentage is, but when you win a lot of games and then the only, what, two years you go to the NFC Championship or better, I think that's decent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my favorite things about Purdy is everyone calls him the checkdown merchant. And then, like, the last 2 years, he's had the least amount of checkdowns in the NFL as a starting quarterback. So I think he's doing pretty well.
So checkdown merchant, is that football version of like free throw merchant for Shea Gilgeous Alexander? Is that the football version of it, George?
I think I never thought about that, but that's a pretty connection. And you know, thank you for bringing the Thunder into it, because I am an Oklahoma City Thunder fan.
You
and
are.
So
you
I,
are.
Well, I lived in Norman, Oklahoma for 3 years. So I got to, you know, I went to the playoffs when it was Durant, Harden, and Westbrook. Mm. And so that was pretty fun to watch. I've been a Thunder fan since high school, and very excited to see what they're doing. I got to go to a game back in, I think that was March.
Mm-hmm.
And Shea put up 50 points, put up a nice 50 burger for me. I was blown away. Those guys are really good at basketball. And, you know, me and Pat McAfee aren't really on speaking terms right now, but, we're not, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still respect Pat. And I it's hard for me to not root for the Pacers because I'm a Midwest guy and seeing, you know, I like Indiana. So I am a fan, but just not right now, unfortunately.
Okay. George, we're going to stir something up right now. Chris, can you tweet
stir
out?
The pot. Stir
tweet,
the pot.
Tweet out George Kittle rooting against Brock Purdy's BFF and college roommate in Tyrese Halliburton. Can you? That's creating dissension in the 49ers locker room,
yep.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Dissension.
Yes,
it's creating dissension.
And college
yes,
roommate.
It is.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, no, that's definitely happening. But like, just because, look, there's no bad blood between Iowa and Iowa State for me now that I'm out of I'm not in college anymore. But it doesn't mean I have to root for Iowa State people. I respect them. Now, would I root for an Iowa State player over a Nebraska player? 100% I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a no-brainer as well. So I do have two Nebraska players in my locker room this year, but they're both really nice guys. And I just say, they like to say, go Big Red to me. And I say, go Big Red, go home.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. That's so then now tweet out he's creating a problem with bussing with the boys. Now he's no longer with the boys, just as they're going to Nashville for tight end university. Please tweet that out. George, you are just so controversial today.
Wow.
What is happening?
Bussing with the boys is based in Nashville, actually.
Right.
So they're not going anywhere. They are actually hosting our tight end and friends concert that we we have 10 country artists performing a private concert for the boys at Titan U, and Will and Taylor are actually our hosts of the event, which I'm pretty excited about.
Did you see Taylor Lewan's first pitch, George Kittle? Did you see that?
I watched it and then I immediately tried to flush it, but I just couldn't. I've actually had nightmares about it because I've been asked to throw out a first pitch before, and like that's just nightmare fuel for it. And then you have a guy like Will Compton going out there like it's nothing, just delivering a strike right down the middle. Yeah. You know, some guys got it, some guys don't, and you know that is what it is. And it's fun too. I'll be on Bus with the Boys tomorrow, so I'll probably just talk about that for the entire duration.
Oh, you have to, because he can't. I mean, literally, look where that ball's headed. I mean, it's just, it's like he did this on purpose. He had to have.
You know what I mean? He got distracted by the lady in yellow. That's a lot of yellow. That's a lot. Distracted.
That is like a stoplight, red, yellow, and then the green seats. You know, it's pretty much it, you know. So you won't do a first pitch because you don't want to
it's just not your tool. Would say that, though, I got asked to do it for the Cubs one time and I just couldn't make it work for my schedule, but I said at some point I would love nothing more than to throw out a first pitch in Wrigley. That'd be pretty special.
Okay. All right.
I've drank a lot of beers in those bleachers.
I'd love to hear you do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That would be good. You do the whole thing.
I would do that as well. I would have a lot of fun.
We're just trying to make dreams come true here. A few minutes left with George Kittle, San Francisco 49ers tight end, fifth year of Tight End University in Nashville, Tennessee, June 23rd through 26th. And you're bringing a whole bunch of local kids in from the Nashville Big Brothers, Big Sisters program as well.
Yeah, we're bringing them in. We try to do something with kids every single year because I fell in love with football when I was a kid, and I just think it's the greatest team sport ever. You can just learn so many valuable life lessons from it. And I always, so when I was a kid, like NFL football players were like superheroes to me. And so a lot of these kids are going to be hanging out with like their favorite players, their favorite teams, and like just, you know, put a huge smile on their face and have a lot of fun. I'm really excited about that. You know, one of my other things I'm really excited about this year, we got Jeremy Shockey is showing up to this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So, cool. You know, maybe have a little Jeremy Shockey highlight reel, have him talk about his mindset and why he was such a violent football player. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. It's going to be a great time. Titan U's always fun, but every year we just try to make it a little bit more special. We have a golf tournament this year, so I think the boys are going to really enjoy that one as well.
Who's the best stick? Who was the best tight end stick, George?
Ooh, golfer?
Yeah.
I don't.
Who would win it?
See, I know Travis is pretty good. I think he just won a tournament at Greg Olson's charity event.
Okay.
As part of his scramble team. He's good. And then the only other player I know that's really good, TJ Hawkinson, was all conference in high school. And I just spent the last couple of days with him. And with rental clubs, he was golfing a 79 and an 80. Mm. So he's pretty good. And I know Colby Parkinson, Rams tight end, who also lives in Nashville. His wife golfed at Alabama, and so they also live on a golf course. And he hit his first hole in one yesterday.
Oh,
humble brag.
Okay.
Yeah, humble brag. Must be nice, Colby.
All right. So
must be nice.
Drinks on him, to say the least.
Drinks on Brock Purdy all year and for the rest of eternity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what, 50 some odd million? I mean, is he worth it, George? I mean, I'm trying to get that narrative going. Wait a minute. I'm told everybody's saying that. Not me, though.
Well, I would say, is it worth it? Is he paying for the Halloween party this year? Then yes, it's worth it.
Yeah, he's not a roommate anymore, right? He got married. He's got all this cash. I don't even know who he is anymore, George.
You know? I know he's changed, man. He's changed. He's not Mr. Irrelevant anymore. He probably still drives a Toyota truck. Like, this guy's just, he brought a new truck probably. He's changed. I have no idea. He's just not he's not this nice young kid anymore. He's grown up. He's an adult. Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you guys are under the radar. Can you believe that? You really are. I mean, nobody's talking about you because I think everybody,
I love it.
Everybody thinks your window's closed, George. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
Thing about windows is you can just throw a chair through and break it open. For all I give a shit about.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Just grab a chair, throw it through there. We're just going to rebuild it. Yeah, we'll make a new window, cut it out.
Okay.
That works for me.
All right.
You know, doors, windows, I don't care. Kick them in, baby.
Yeah, I know, because it's, you know, the Eagles are the defending champs, and Jaden Daniels is when the Commanders took them. You know, all the way to the NFC Championship game, the NFC North, everybody's looking there. The Rams came close to beating the Eagles last year, you know. And then, I mean, I'm looking at some other teams in the NFC West. That's where you play, right? Because I totally forgot. Where do you play?
I think so.
The NFC West?
I think I'm on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I'm over there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I was talking to, I was with Hawkinson the last couple of days, and I realized it's like the Vikings are a pretty damn good football team. Mm-hmm. You know, Justin Jefferson, decent. Yeah. You know, they got our running back, JP Mason. They got our D tackle, Javon Hargrave. Mm-hmm. And they're already pretty good besides that. So I was like, you guys have an opportunity to be pretty special. Mm-hmm. This year. So I'm just going to try to get everyone to talk about the Vikings, the Eagles, okay, and the Rams, yeah, and then we're just going to let us be underdogs the entire time.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're talking more about the Broncos. They got two of your guys too in free agency. Ugh. You know,
everybody just loves Niners players. Like, leave my guys alone.
All right. Well, you're on a tour, man, and I don't want to, you know, I'm a professional. I don't want to jam you up or whoever's after us, even though it can't be nearly as enjoyable.
Imagine. You're my last run of the mill today, man. Oh. So you get my best.
Okay. What are you and your wife binge watching? What do you do? What do you watch? What TV are you guys watching before I let you go? I want the George Kittle, you know, what are you streaming? What do you got? What are you watching?
Yep. Well, so what's nice is my wife loves, so we watch the shows that my wife likes. Mm-hmm. And luckily she loves like government conspiracy and military shows. Okay. So that's awesome. Okay. But right now we're watching Jackal, which is like kind of an assassinate. Yep. Like it's an assassin. So we're watching that one. Mm-hmm. And then on the side, while we're not together, I'm watching Andor, cause I'm a Star Wars guy.
George.
And I'm a huge fan of Andor.
George,
that's been really good.
George Kittle. You had me at hello there. You know, cause I have shows that I watch, you know, cause Suze isn't into it. And then shows that we watch together.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like Slow Horses on Apple. So I've been
good.
I've been watching that on my own. It's all good.
Me and my wife loved it.
Okay. So it's interesting. You and your wife have the Slow Horses. My wife and I, we go our separate ways on that one. But Andor is another one. I watched that with my 14-year-old son. It is one of the best TV dramas. Forget the fact that it's a Star Wars prequel to a prequel. So like it's a prequel, and it's so amazing. It is truly one of the best TV shows I've ever seen. 100% agreed.
I think I'm only like four episodes into season two. So, but I have a 6-hour flight coming up ahead of me today, and I'm going to watch as many episodes as I possibly can.
Brother, it's a slow mover. Episodes one through four and season two, it is building and it pops. And it's so satisfying. If you watch Rogue One, I imagine you have. It is awesome. You're going to love. And then watch Rogue One. We watched Rogue One over the weekend. It's awesome. Oh, again,
dude, Rich, I didn't realize you're such a big Star Wars guy, man.
Oh, yeah, George, you and I, you know, absolutely. I'm, you know, I am truly a smokescreen. That's all I am. I'm a walking smokescreen. You know, there's things about me you don't know. And that's why I'm glad we have these moments together, George.
I know. I'm glad we have these private moments, not on camera in front of a live audience, just to share the things that we love most.
Right. Absolutely.
Like Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey.
That's right. Did you get him a baby gift yet? Or what is it? How close are we?
I want to say it's like the second week of July. First of July is when Olivia is due.
Okay.
It's, you know what? I have to think of something because I don't know if there's anything harder than trying to buy a gift for somebody who can buy themselves anything. Like, he can literally get anything for free that he wants. He can just call it up. She can call it up. Then get anything in the world that they want for free. So what am I going to provide to them? Probably some Tide and You merch. That's what I'm
going to
get.
George, when we are done, I'm going to text you the perfect gift for Christian McCaffrey and his wife, Olivia, for their firstborn.
Do it.
It's something you're going to love.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay. It's going to be awesome. Trust me.
I can't wait.
You got it. George, thanks again. Gosh. Just to recap, Tide End University's coming back for a fifth year. You could just take a look at like the man's, it's now like a NASCAR hood. My God, look at all those logos of all of their sponsors.
It's like a wrestling mat at this point.
We got Bud Light.
Okay, very good.
We got Gatorade water.
Nice, very good.
We got Dude Wipes and Old Spice to make you feel clean and cuddly. Mm-hmm. We got Jersey Mike's and Kinder's providing the food for the boys. We got New Era to protect our nice faces from the sun. Mm-hmm. And we got Chubby's shorts and Chubby's t-shirts to hand out all the gear, man. We're going to have a great time. The fun thing is, too, you know, we have our concert this year. We got like 10 country music artists going to perform for the boys. Bustin' with the Boys is hosting it, which is sick, like I said. And then we have the golf tournament. So it'll be a fun one for everybody. Maybe some few surprises. Who knows? But I know it's going to be a good time.
And there's a logo for it. Let's put it up one more time. Because, George, in my business, okay, I'm very keenly aware on who has, you know, in the TV world, when you're on a studio show, they've got all the Photoshop of all the people who are on the same show together. They're clearly not in the same photograph together. It's all Photoshopped. And I want to know who has shoulder on the other person, who's front and center. Kelsey has shoulder on both you and Olsen. Yep. Did he demand that? Is it a contractual thing that he must have shoulder on you guys? What is this?
No, Greg Olsen just wanted him in the front because he wasn't wearing the hat. We didn't want three guys wearing hats in the photo. And you know how Greg is, like, his nickname is Coach Dad. And so we just kind of let him do what he wants to do. He has free reign. He coaches us like we're a Pop Warner football team, not professional athletes. Really, really humbles you every single day. But no, that's all Greg's decision.
Okay.
But I will say I am definitely the shortest of the three. Greg's like 6'5", and Travis is like 6'5", 6'6". Oh,
so you made yourself look at that. Okay.
Look how big I look. Look how big I look.
Understood. And yeah, you're locked in. You're locked in.
What's up?
You're swole.
What's up?
Exactly. And that photograph, one more time, that photograph is of the man who's dating the most famous woman on the planet, Taylor Swift, a man.
Yes.
And then the man on the left is the one who outed the man on the right for asking Travis Kelce for Taylor Swift tickets when he was last on the show in studio year ago. Is that correct?
That is true. That is true. That did happen. A lot of things happen on this show, man.
That's right. You never, ever know, including
you just never know.
And then the last thing that says here on this card is George Kittle is fully controversial, trying to stir up problems in the locker room.
That's very fair. I will stir up any problem with anybody.
It's too
Besides, I don't really want to. I don't need to incite. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. I don't really want to piss off Nick Bosa. If I had to practice against him. I'm good on that one.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not gonna do that. But I'll talk crap to all my other teammates just for fun.
George Kittle, everybody, the Pro Bowler who's now under contract, and he is the man, and he's got his tight end university, and he's back on the Rich Eisen Show. Love you, George. Thanks for coming on, brother.
You guys rock. Have a wonderful day, and we should talk wrestling more often. Let your friends talk, Rich. It doesn't just have to be about you.
I had so many questions, but I didn't want to
go
jump
ahead.
It's great because now I'm just now. See, now it's drama in the Rich Eisen Show. Does he dominate the show? Does he let anybody else
turn up? How dare you? Yeah. This is not the Niners locker room.
I like your style, George Kittle.
All right, George Kittle going to be on a future no contest wrestling.
We'd love
with
to
TJ and O'Shea.
George was in. I sat behind George at WrestleMania a few weeks ago. He was in like row one. I was back in like eight.
Were you able to see the ring?
Yeah, of
course. He's a big man.
I'm not that tall.
Down in front, George.
Tall.
Yeah, down in front.
Like I'm wide, but I'm not that tall. But I will say, I have one question. Why it's not WrestleMania is not New Orleans, and why we're in Vegas again? Did they ever explain that? Because I missed that.
No, I don't think there was any explanation because New Orleans just had a Super Bowl, so it's not like they couldn't hold an event like that. I personally, I think it's because TKO wants Vegas to be like the fight capital of the world, like it used to be. Have all your major boxing, you know, your major UFC, perhaps now the major WWE events.
I was excited to go back to New Orleans because this year I'm bringing up a bunch of my college football teammates. We have a group of six of us going to WrestleMania. That's my group this year. And I was excited about New Orleans. But Vegas will be just as fun too. Got a lot of golf out there, so we'll enjoy ourselves.
There's things to do.
College friends get a lot of fun in Vegas.
Yeah, you can. There's things to do
for sure.
George. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, all the guys that are coming. I'm the only guy who's not a dad yet. They're all like they all have multiple kids and stuff like that. So it'll be a sleepy round of golf with a lot of Bud Light. Hopefully.
Okay, very good.
And a lot of body slams.
Yeah, and
lot of Gatorade.
A lot of Gatorade, which apparently has water that sponsors Tight End University. There he goes, George Kittle, everybody.
Yes.
The fully hydrated tight end of San Francisco 49ers here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right. That may have been, again, I got to look this up or I'll text him. Mm-hmm. That may have been the first Jewish goodbye in George Kittle's life.
That's pretty good.
I picture
you know
what
that, you know,
pretty good.
I mean, that took us like 5 minutes. We didn't want to say goodbye to each other.
Well, George is a talker. I doubt that's the first time.
Well, we were told you've got 15 minutes with George.
Yeah, but
that's what we're told.
But then George said, Rich Eisen, you have as much time as you need.
And let me text him the famous children's book for adults, Go the F to Sleep.
Oh, it's a
that's
good one.
What I'm yeah, going to text him well to give
that's
to
be
the McCaffrey Culpos.
Yep. I like it.
Go the F to Sleep. The audiobook as read by Samuel L. Jackson.
Correct. Yeah.
I am not kidding.
No, you're not.
This is a thing. For
I
real.
Think that's a good gift for the kiddles to give to the McCaffrey Culpos.
Oh, do you?
We got it. I do think so. Yes, Bill Burr.
Do you?
I do think so. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk skateboarding and X Games. That's right. Deshaun Jordan. I'm going to channel my inner Sal Masekela when we come back here on The Rich Eisen Show.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too, for recovery, it's game-changing. So, why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. And now, it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King smart bed. The lowest price of the season. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details. It's kind of crazy that back in the day, I would be sitting there on SportsCenter talking about the X Games coming to ESPN2. I think X Games 1. My God, I'm old. But now I'm talking about X Games Salt Lake City streaming for free on the Roku channel, starting June 27th all the way through the 29th. In addition to Roku devices, the Roku channel is available on the web, iOS, Android devices, Amazon Fire TV, select Samsung Smart TVs, and can be accessed internationally in the US, Canada, and the UK. But if you're watching us on the Roku channel, you're probably knowing that already. But the bottom line is, I welcome to the Rich Eisen Show professional skateboarder and a gold medalist in the 2021 X Games, Deshaun Jordan is here. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, yourself?
I'm fine. So I just saw you in the back there, and I'm like, oh, is you're a Dodger fan, or you just like the hat? And the answer is?
I just like the hat.
He likes the hat.
Yeah.
Not to drag you into our insanity, Deshaun, but Chris Brockman, across the way there, is a Red Sox fan who's very upset about the Red Sox trading Rafael Devers to the Giants.
Okay.
And he said last night, I want Jay Felly, Jay, who's there in the Raiders hat, to bring me a Dodger hat to wear. Not to take it off of the head of our guest, but would you wear the one with the upside down LA logo and some flames, Chris? Would you do such a thing?
I don't want to ruin our guest fit. You know what I mean? It feels like he picked this out specifically, and I don't want to mess up his
vibe. Is that true?
Specifically for the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go on TV. I want to wear like you grabbed that. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Last night too, because I knew I had to get up early, so I had to make sure it was out so I could be on time.
You laid it out.
Yes.
Oh. Interesting. That's what I did for this last night.
Yeah. You look good.
I appreciate that. Did that sound like he was...
Sounded pretty good, actually.
He didn't go higher register.
He didn't go higher register.
Like, you know, but here we say you go higher register to say something you believe. So, you look good. That would have been it. That would have been it. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. X Game Salt Lake City streaming for free on the Roku channel June 27th through the 29th. Deshaun Jordan is here, professional skateboarder, gold medalist from the 2021 X Games. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are from Arizona.
Yes, sir.
When did you first get on a skateboard?
I got on a skateboard when I actually lived in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
I moved into a community, and there was a friend that I saw outside like riding a skateboard, and I was just super curious. I had never really seen it before. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I asked him was like, yo, can I try your skateboard? He let me try a skateboard. Thankfully, I had balance when I got on the board, so that was like
a
plus.
You're a natural.
I guess. Was blessed to be a natural on the board. And then after that, I really just fell in love with it. Later down the line, a group of my friends that I hung out with in that neighborhood, somebody else had a skateboard, a part of the friend group. So every time I would see him, I just couldn't get off his skateboard. Like, I just, while they were shooting hoops, I was riding the skateboard, up and down the court and everything. And from there, like that was where me and, skateboarding kind of fell in love and moved from Tucson to Phoenix and saw more skate parks, saw more skating and my knowledge became better with it.
When did you decide I'm going to go and try and win medals with that sort of thing? When did that happen for you?
I would say the first couple of years or when I was starting to progress a little more, Arizona actually holds a contest called Phoenix Am. And it's like the second, or one of the biggest amateur contests in skateboarding. And, I tried to compete 1 year with that, but didn't have corporate enough sponsors or big enough sponsors. So I was doing local contests, started getting into the contest scene a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then once I got accepted into Phoenix Am and was able to compete with some of my favorite skaters who are now blessed to be some of my good friends.
Who's that? Drop some names.
Man, you have the Nikhil Smiths, Alex Miller, who's one of my good friends, the Ethan Loys, all these. It's a mix of people, but these are all people that I watched on they had a show called New Pollution on Field TV, and that was the best show to watch for skateboarding and see amateur skaters and
sure. But are you now competitive with them?
Oh yes, friendly competitive. We're all friends. We skate together.
Is there trash talking in your sport?
Kind of a little bit, not too crazy. I try to avoid it because, we all there to have fun. But it sometimes it's friend to friend, bantering, like you got it right here. But mostly it's more encouragement. This next run, get it. I got your back on this next run.
Okay.
That's
nice.
So it's friendly competition.
Because I can't imagine how one would trash talk. When you just yell as you go by.
Get that trailer this time, miss that trailer flip, or whatever you do. But
okay. So,
not too much.
Now, so you got a friends group,
yes,
and that sort of thing.
Big friends group. Okay. Skateboarding is a super big community, so it just varies. You never know who you're gonna have a session with on a normal day, or if you're out of town for a contest, you never know who's gonna go out of state or out of country who you're gonna see there. So it's all big family reunions, honestly, and another skate session with your friend.
That's cool. Is there an X Games village? You all stay together?
Just hotel. And sometimes X Games will send hotel recommendations. You might end up at the same one as your friend, but as long as you're in the same city as your friend, we all together. So
okay, outstanding. And then the X Games Salt Lake again streaming for free on the Roku channel starting June 27th through the 29th. Deshaun Jordan, the professional skateboarder and the 2021 X Games gold medalist here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where is that medal? Where does it exist?
Oh, it's at the house. I should have brought it, actually. We just moved. So,
I'll tell you something. If I ever got a gold medal from the X Games, I don't know what I would get it in. I would walk around in it.
It might be skateboarding. I heard you had a Tony Hawk moment when you learned how to skate.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you saying the word moment.
Moment. It was a moment.
Well, I mean, I totally fell off.
Totally fell, yeah.
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 Let's just put it this way. My first moment on a skateboard was not like yours. I realized I was not cut out for it.
I mean, every day not a good day. You know, I still have those days too.
Okay.
I haven't seen the fall, but I fall every day. Don't let the Instagram videos and stuff fool
you. Okay. But I like what you've got on around your neck. What is that?
Oh, actually, my friend Trax, he's in Tokyo. He's a jeweler out there. It's actually crazy. I was there on a trip.
Here, hold it off to the right so people can see. There you go.
I was there on a trip recently and he told me when we went to dinner, I was with my girlfriend too. Mm-hmm. He was like, I made a gift for you, you know, but I waited until you came back to Tokyo. Like, I want to give it to you. And I was like, for real? And he was like, yeah. And so the day I left, I pulled up on him with my other, one of my good friends, Shane O'Neill, who's also an amazing skateboarder. He gave me this and I couldn't believe it. I was like, for real? He was like, yeah, I made this for you. Like, and I was like, no way. So to me, like, I'm not like a crazy materialistic person. I don't like spend a ton of money on stuff like this, but this is like one of the, you know, the craziest jewelry pieces I have. But I like wearing this. It's like a trophy for skateboarding, you know, and I love it. Awesome. You know, shout out to him for gifting me this. So
for sure.
Yeah. I had to wear it today.
I hate to let you down, but we've got a coffee mug for you.
That's like,
it's ceramic. I mean,
I don't wear this all the time. I'm gonna use the coffee mug all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna live in the kitchen.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an everyday thing.
Everyday thing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's all I've got for you. And okay, I think we have the video now. We were unearthing it because it's damn near 10 years old, right? This was 2016. My gosh. What do you think here? Adios.
You put the old classic banana peel. That's the Mario Kart special.
No, his what? Even I got that one. That's not a good thing. You don't want to have a Mario Kart special.
No, your landing mechanics look great, though. You got back up.
Landing mechanics.
That's what I would medal in.
Not a bad
at the X Games. Is there a landing mechanics competition?
I don't know. We can make one, though.
Yes. I would be outstanding at that. Two bounce tennis. What else would I be great at? Talking? There we go. So, what was my problem here? What did I do wrong?
I think you were just too, you know, you were heavy in the back seat. If you would have stood up straight when you got on the board.
That's the way I wake up every day. Sorry to say, but
yeah. So I think you were just a little too heavy in the back, but I always tell people when they get on skateboards, like if somebody's like, asking me to teach them how to like ride a skateboard,
yes.
The analogy I always use is like, you trust yourself standing up.
Okay.
So what's the difference, you know, if you're standing up straight on a board with fill wheels? I get the illusion of like the rolling.
Oh, it's not illusion. It actually rolls. That's the issue.
Yeah. And so like sometimes you might feel off guard, but.
So just forget that you're on wheels?
Yeah, just stand up straight. Yeah.
Okay. Next time. Just not today.
Yeah.
Everybody check out Deshaun in the X Games Salt Lake City. In addition to Roku devices, the Roku channel, again, for those who don't know, available on the web, iOS, Android devices, Amazon Fire TV, select Samsung TVs. And of course, you can watch this in Canada and the UK as well as the United States. What do you want people to know that we wouldn't know going into these X Games? What do you want folks to know about your sport, about your competition? What would you want people to know?
I would like people to know it's a community. You know, skateboarding is amazing. You know, we involve and invite all, you know, to understand, learn, try it. You'll see a lot of great skating from everybody that's going to be there from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Smiles, laughs, amazements, cheering. So tune in, you know?
Okay.
Like he said, Salt Lake City X Games, streaming, you know, free on the Roku channels, June 27th through 29th, and make sure you get there.
Look at you. You look at you. All right. I love it. Everybody check out Deshaun Jordan's YouTube page, Deshaun Jordan 5020.
Yeah.
At IG, Deshaun Jordan. And then, of course, right here on the Roku channel starting June 27th. Make a note of that.
X Games Salt Lake City right here. Good luck to you. Are you going to wear that? Do you wear that while skateboarding or no?
No. I won't wear the skate. It'd kind of be a little hectic skating, but I threw this on just for the show, just for you. I had to look good coming out here, man.
I like the hat.
I had to keep up.
the hat, I don't know, trophy necklace? Is that what we call it?
Yeah. It's okay. A gift and a trophy, just a, you know, skateboarding. Yeah.
Okay. And again, for appearing here, you get a mug.
Yeah, so, I like that. I'm gonna be happy with my mug. I'm gonna use it today.
And it's not the small coffee mugs. These are the real deal.
Like, oh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah,
because when it's too small, sometimes you don't get to make enough tea.
Correct.
You don't get to
tea. You're a tea drinker.
I'm a tea drinker.
TJ.
Yeah.
A tea drinker.
TJ.
There you go. You're a tea drinker. Fantastic. Yeah. Deshaun Jordan, everybody check him out. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
You got it right here on the Roku channel. Let's take a break. Rich Ackerman with a sports update here on the program. Your phone call's coming up.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
Thrilled and delighted. The man who needs no introduction, but I'll give it to him anyway, the legend, Tony Hawk.
Oh, thank you.
How are you, bud?
Very good, thanks.
Okay, so what do we have here? Choices? Because, you know, I've never been on a skateboard.
I heard that, yeah. So, your staff brought sort of a spectrum of boards. This one's straight out of, I'd say, like 1982, 83-ish.
That's a thumbs up from the owner, Ted Mulcair.
And then, this one is relatively new. It's a little bit, it's more like for trick-oriented.
Okay.
So I'd say less stable for you.
Okay, we can't have that.
Right.
All right.
I guess mine's kind of in between because I got big feet. So I ride a stable board with tight trucks.
Use your skateboard?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so, wow. All right.
Have you ever done any boards for surf, snowboard?
This is a blank slate situation.
All right. Tony. If I were to, let's see, you have to decide which way you stand, first of all.
Okay.
Right? So you're either going to stand with your right foot forward or your left foot forward.
Well, I'm a right-handed guy, so.
That doesn't matter.
How do you ski?
Let's say if someone were to push you forward, which foot would you? All right, yeah, I say you're goofy footed.
Okay.
Like me.
There we go.
You ride my board, you're goofy footed.
This is great.
All right. Yeah. So what you want to do is put your front foot on the board, a little bit of an angle.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And then just give it a little push off, and then straighten your feet, your front foot out after it's moving.
Okay.
And my only advice is to anticipate the motion.
The motion. So I'm going to
don't fall.
Right foot like this. Oh my God, this is no good. And then push off with the left?
Yeah, and then just lean forward. Make sure you're leaning forward. That would be leaning back. Is that what you guys were hoping for?
Yes.
Was that the money shot?
That is exactly what we were hoping for.
I swear I gave him good advice.
What a horrible moment. But this is what everybody in this room was hoping for.
Wow.
I'm going to do it again.
Do it again.
Okay, you got it.
I'm going to do it again.
Got to lean forward on your front, like over your front foot. All right, you're centered more over your front leg.
Okay.
There you go. That's it. You got it.
Got to teach my kids to stay on the board.
There you go.
Look at me.
That's it. You're skating.
Tony Hawk, everybody. Hey.
Getting off. Hey.
High five for perseverance.
Got to teach the kids to get back on it. But I do need an ice pack. An ice pack, please, somebody.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not good at it. YouTube.com/RichEisen Show, our full archive. It's amazing. We've got a video for everything.
Yeah. And you haven't been back on a board since, right?
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah.
I will tell you though, I am on the golf stick. I'm not messing around.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm doing exercises every day to increase flexibility and stuff like that.
Rotation.
Strengthen the legs, strengthen the upper back, mid back. I'm not messing around.
Proud of you.
Not messing around. Except with my swing. Wish me luck.
Straight.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't think about power. Just think about.
I'm not thinking about power.
You know, like you play with those old guys, and you're just like, man, they're just killing me because they just hit it 200 straight. Yards and straight every single time. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Bogey golf is your friend.
Oh, that's good. Because right now, you know, I need to break up with triple bogey golf then.
Well, you know, in this tournament, a bogey is still 0 points.
I'm aware of that.
That's, I get it.
I get it. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to snap at you.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Just overtired.
I'm on your
You know
team.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
You like your new drop?
You're taking that much.
You're playing with the billboard drop?
It's a new
drop?
Toy. New toy.
Oh,
toy.
Do you?
Oh, do you?
New toy.
Well, play the Flacco one, you know, for you.
You're an adult. Like, be an adult.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, hanging out here in our studio in Los Angeles. And Dennis in Boston wants to chat with us. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
You tell me.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I will say, shout out to the guys in the studio.
Dennis.
First time being on here. Oh. What's going on, Brockman?
Hey, man, what up, dude?
I don't know how Brockman feels about it, but it felt like inevitable. It felt like it was a long time coming for the Sox. You'd like to think that they maybe have a plan in place, but, you know, it feels like the last few years, maybe they don't, but, you know, I try to be as cool, calm, and collective as I can. Me and one of my buddies actually run a podcast together, and I've tried to defend the Sox all year, but, you know, you just don't know with them anymore, and it feels like maybe Patriots are starting to turn it around. Celtics maybe need to make a few trades. I'm not too sure, but Red Sox specifically, we'll have to see. The young guys are up now. I'm excited about that, but... I try to be as positive as I can, but I posted about it yesterday and said, you know, after you try and defend the Sox and they go on a 6-game win streak, they trade away their best players.
Well, here's the thing, Dennis. Their plan is clear. Their plan is clear is to play these young kids as much as possible. And their plan is not to, you know, I imagine make the playoffs in 2025. But how many times you see a trade where you're like, that stinks, and then all of a sudden the youngins are good and you might make the playoffs anyway. And if you're lucky, you do, and you get these kids some playoff experience. I mean, that's the plan. At least, hey, Dennis, it's not like your plan is a Knicks plan. If that was the case, the Red Sox would be calling the Angels asking for permission to talk to Mike Trout, or the Yankees to talk to Aaron Judge. At least it's not that. Thanks for the call. That's Dennis in Boston.
I don't think Alex Cora is the problem. I think there's a lot of pointing fingers at Cora. And, you know, I don't think it's a coaching issue. I think it's a performance issue. When you lead major leagues and most one-run games lost, I mean, that's on the players. That's not always on the coach. You gotta make the plays.
It's not a thanks for the call, Dennis. I mean, Cora is as good as they come. He really is.
Shout out to Dennis for being a reasonable, level-volumed person from Boston calling into a radio show.
He is. Cora is not the issue here. As a matter of fact, Cora might be, you know, covering up, dusting for Prince on whatever's going on in that locker room or that clubhouse. I mean, listen, the bottom line is here's the crux of the argument when it comes to Devers, as far as I'm concerned. Guy's making $300 million. The team decides to go and get somebody who plays his position. Now, he could be like, what the hell, right? Or he could be like, what else can I do? And he does the what else can I do after saying what the hell? And he starts playing DH, and then somebody at the other corner spot gets hurt. And he's like, hell no, I'm not doing what you are asking me to do. And I was saying, again, Ben Rice, who makes nothing close to what Devers is making, comes in sometimes and he plays catcher in mop up games, and he's not bitching about it. But he has played catcher before, and it's a dip. Like, do you think somebody who's getting paid all that money should do whatever the team asks of him, because there is no I in team, and I am going to be a leader on this team, and I will show everybody. I'll take grounders at first. It doesn't matter. I will rake because I'm a professional raker, and it doesn't matter. And my ego, I'm going to check it at the door because that's what team sports is all about. Or you could say, this team is dysfunctional because they pay him all this money. They don't do whatever they can to keep Betts, and they don't do whatever they can to keep Bogarts. They let these guys walk. They pay Devers and then reward him by getting somebody at his position. And that's not the way you build a team. So at whose feet do you lay it?
I mean, you're given a perfect world scenario where everyone's the team first guy and, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes to win. But unfortunately,
I mean, I was trying to think about this, too, last night, you know, in between just stewing and being angry as a fan. Like, you're at a company, right? And, you know, you're making X amount of dollars to give the impression that you're the face of this company. And you're told, you know, this is your job and your position. Then they go out and they bring someone in from another company who does your position. And you're like, hey, you paid me to be the face and be this position. You told I wasn't going to do that. Now you bring this other guy in. You're mad for a second. And then you're like, okay, well, I'll go do this other spot because it's going to help out. Wait, you want me to do what now? Now go somewhere. He wasn't treated with respect. And did he handle it like a professional and an adult? Probably not. But I think we all would have reacted the same way that he did. And now you're shipping him out because he's angry about it, even though he's one of the best players in baseball and clearly the face of your franchise. Pretty messed up way to run your business.
Or as Passan says, you want to spend $250 million, $250 million on a designated hitter?
Who cares? The Dodgers are doing it. They're paying even more. They're paying twice as much.
Well, he's pitching tonight, too,
though. Well, we'll see how that goes. And the Mets are paying twice as much either for a guy who's not a good fielder. Like, what are we talking about? Do you care about winning or not? Do you care about your fans or not? And since the Mookie Betts trade, this ownership group in front office has shown they do not care about the fans and they do not care about winning.
Turzo in Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Got about a minute left in the hour, but we'll say hello to our friend. What's up, Turzo?
What's up, Rich? Sorry about the trade there, Brockman. I'm pretty excited about it, being a Giants fan.
Oh, you must be pumped.
We are, yeah. I'm stoked. I was over the moon whenever I saw that come through yesterday, and it just feels like the Giants have not been able to make moves like this in so long, and we've needed a bat. And I just can't believe that the Red Sox did this. Like, it boggles my mind as well, too, Brockman.
Yep, he's got nothing else to say to you, Turzo.
No, I'm pretty much done. I mean, I'm happy for you. He's amazing, and he's awesome.
A hostile witness,
and
counselor.
He's going to hit so many home runs into the cove. So, congrats and enjoy it,
counselor. He's a hostile witness.
Well,
careful.
Well, see, at this point, Brockman, you might as well just become a Giants fan.
Oh,
and then at least that way you're not jumping on the. On the Dodgers.
He's bandwagon. Not. He's bad. Still a Red Sox fan. Give him.
I didn't wear the hat today. I'm in protest.
Oh, wow. I don't even see it on your desk.
No, Savannah Bananas today. A team that cares about their fans and a good product.
Thanks for the call, Turzo.
Those are a lot of fun games to go to. Those Savannah Bananas are great.
Turzo and Iowa, everybody.
See you,
hey,
buddy.
You know what we should do? A Rafi Raft? From a Cubby Cove.
Now we're talking.
USS Devers.
Oh, look at you, marketing. Well done.
Well, that's what we do here on RAS Consulting.
Well done.
You know? I don't know.
He's definitely going yard against Boston this weekend, and I'm going to cheer for him.
By the way, there's no wall anymore. No wall ball.
He did make a killing on
the
wall.
There's going to be a lot of left field warning track shots.
I mean, his last home run was a wall shot.
My God. Yeah. Good Lord. You know? But I'm so glad he's gone. Yankees, the number, like, seriously, Yankees could never figure out how to pitch to him. Nope. Can't pitch to Altuve. Bregman's another one. We haven't seen him yet. Yankees have lost 5 of 6 to the Red Sox, and Bregman didn't even take an at-bat. And Bregman is a Yankee killer.
Yeah.
As evidenced of his ruining Jeter night in the stadium years ago. They can't pitch. Who else could they can't pitch to? Let me think here. They can't pitch to, why am I blanking on your guy from the Guardians? Can't pitch to him.
Oh, Jose Ramirez.
Yep. Can't pitch to Trout when he's healthy. And he's coming to the stadium tonight for 4. But you've got a bona fide Yankee killer, and the Yankees started the season with the Giants. We don't have to see Devers again the rest of the year. We had 2 more series against you guys. This is amazing. What a great day.
Not amazing.
Seriously.
Literally ruined Father's Day.
No, it didn't.
It was close.
What were you doing?
I actually, shout out to Sully. He broke the news to me. We were outside in the pool, and then I'm like, why is he calling me? He's like, yo, did Devers just get traded? And I'm like, Did you just fall for a fake passing report? Like, what are you talking about?
Who said, who broke the news?
Our guy Sully.
Our buddy Sully.
Oh, I thought you meant Sullenberger.
No.
The pilot.
He's a Sully and Fitz, but he's just Sully without.
Our buddy Sully. Michael Sullivan. Sully. Yeah. He broke the news
to me. Broke it to you.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, did you fall for a fake account? Like, come on, bro. Because he's always sending me stuff like, yo, is this real? And it's always a fake account for some stupid ass trade. And I'm like, and I go to Jeff's actual page. I'm like, almost dropped the phone. I'm like, we just got done sweeping. He just hit a home run. Why are we trading the guy?
Well, at least you look good in a tuxedo with tails.
Oh, do you?
I did look good in a tuxedo.
At least you do look that good.
I did.
You know? You got your debutante ball.
I did look good.
Are there picks?
Did you?
Oh,
we've got him. We're calling him up.
Oh, you got him.
Hoskins is working on him right now.
Forgive
right.
me. Right.
Yeah, he's solo, but he's Han Solo back there today, so he's doing all yeoman's work.
All good.
But so you stopped. You're back on eating? Are you off the watermelon stuff?
Yeah, I'm off. Yeah.
You're off the fruit?
It was great. I felt great.
You did.
Well, it was Father's Day yesterday, you know, steaks, corn on the cob, some cake for dessert. You know
fantastic.
What I mean?
Fantastic. Oh, so you're back.
Well, I don't want to be back. Ish.
Okay.
Ish. We're going to New York this weekend, man. A lot of pizza, a lot of good food. So I got to kind of like temper.
Fanatics Fest.
Temper the week, you know?
Got Fanatics Fest coming up.
Yes, indeed.
Look at this guy right here.
Clean,
future
boy.
Captain of the Titanic. Is that a Sarah line?
Sarah,
of course it
that.
Is. Look at you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Look at you. Special.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.